512.
The Nationals may have already hit one out of the park. WTOP's Man About Town, Bob Madigan, has the story from Natstown.
It's a tale of two cities, with the best of fans and the, well, more boisterous of fans. And this growing rivalry with the Phillies got the Nats thinking.
Phillies fans have been showing up at our ballpark here in Washington in droves.
Seemingly taking over, making it sound like Nationals Park had no Nats fans.
We intend to change that this year.
Andy Pfeffer is the Nationals' chief operating officer, and he calls it Take Back the Park.
We're going to do something very unique in sports. We're going to open up, starting today, a special window for only Nationals fans in Washington, Maryland, and Virginia who have an address tied to a credit card there. The opportunity to buy tickets for the first opening weekend against the Phillies, which is May 4th, 5th, and 6th.
While this may effectively lock out some Philly fans who live up there, and it may stoke the rivalry even more, Andy Pfeffer makes it clear.
We treat all of our guests with respect, courtesy, and a great experience no matter where you're from, even Phillies fans.
At Nationals Park, Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
Keep it here on WTOP. Breaking news on Lance Armstrong and the doping investigation. Craig Heistel.